This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey everybody, this is Car Crazy with Brendan Creswell, the show for everyone that loves cars, vehicles, motorbikes, everything. If you're into that kind of thing, this is your show, so come and join me. Hey everybody, how are things going? Because all the family apart from me have been sick the last few weeks, which is, you know, been a little bit of a pain in the butt, but luckily I only ended up with sore throat the other week, which is why there was a repeat on. But yes, other than that, I've been all good, so just as long as I don't get sick again, yeah, definitely. So, well, okay, as long as I don't get sick, because a sore throat isn't really being sick, but I've got a feeling I burnt it when I ate a hot sausage roll the other week, so yeah, that could have been my problem. But anyway, so first song today, Alan Jackson, Drive for Daddy Gene, I think I'm saying that right. So yeah, enjoy.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love and made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp, I'd make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her and we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick tin road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with three-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, three daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Our article today is Andy Green fastest car land speed record from www.guinnessworldrecords.com as the speedometer crept up past 350 miles per hour, 560 kilometers. Andy Green ABE realized that his car was swinging out of control each tiny movement of the steering wheel created a wobble that required another movement to correct. He hit the brakes, knowing that if he couldn't get this under control, his team's world record hopes were over. It was May 1997, and the 34-year-old British fighter pilot was technically at least on holiday. He had saved up his time off to come out to a desolate, sun-baked mud flat near the village of Al-Jafar in Jordan. Here he was driving, or perhaps more accurately, piloting a 10-11.US-14.5-meter-long 48-foot jet-powered car called Thrust SC, along with a team of sunburned, dust-covered engineers. He was trying to iron out the last few problems with the vehicle before shipping it off to the United States for a world record attempt. That morning, as the engineers spooled down and the car slowly drifted to a stop, Andy thought to himself, I think this project has just finished. The car's unstable. I think we're stuffed. That night he stayed up thinking it over. He decided to the only thing to do was the bully the car into being stable, making constant tiny adjustments to maintain stability, saving larger, less frequent adjustments for when he actually needed to steer the car. It was a process he likened to balancing a pencil vertically on the tip of his finger. The trick worked, and over the next few runs his car was brought under control on 3 June 1997, the team's last day of testing. Andy took Thrust SSC up to 490 miles per hour, 788 kilometers an hour, or about as fast as the car could go in the limited space of the El Jaffa mud flats. The crisis had been averted, and Thrust SSC was on its way to a world record. From air to land, Andy Green had first gotten involved with this strange project in June 1994, after his interest was procured by a headline in the paper that read, "Wanted high speed driver to break the sound barrier." He'd been fascinated by the land speed record since childhood, and had followed British driver Richard Nabel's campaign that had raised the mark to 633.468 miles per hour, 1019.467. Oh, I don't know where I'm reading that right, but anyway. On 4 October 1983, driving the Thrust SSC's predecessor, the Thrust 2, now Noble was putting together a team to go after the last great land speed record milestone, the sound barrier, and he needed a driver with test pilot experience behind the wheel. Andy knew his experience flying supersonic fighters put him in a strong position, and having recently performed a 111-mile, 364-foot bungee jump for no reason other than sheer daredevilry, whatever that's meant to mean. He knew that the warning against those of a nervous disposition did not apply. The role also appealed to his patriotism, whatever that means, as it was a chance to claim a world record for Queen and Country, a British car with a British driver, and to continue the Royal Air Force's historic association with record breaking. Next up, we have Rolls Royce Car Wash. Oh yeah, it's been raining, you need a car wash. But hey, at least the rain can do it instead of a fancy one at the service station, which you probably have to pay for, but yeah.
Car wash today.
continuing on with the article again. In some ways, Andy seems like a throwback to the gentleman races of the 1920s and 1930s. He studied at WORCEST Worcester College, Oxford, where he excelled at well more of or less everything he tried in the men's flying in the Oxford University Air Squadron and earning first class honours in mathematics within a year of his graduation in 1983. He was promoted to pilot officer in the Royal Air Force and began training for a role in a jet fighter squadron. By the time he saw the advert in the paper, Andy was an RAF fight flying the supersonic Panava Triando. In his spare time, he tinkered with motorbikes, raced bobsleds, I think I'm saying that right, and ran marathons, racing lane speed records, cut record cars, was to him just another fun hobby, something he was happy to do simply for the satisfaction of having done it. When Andy joined the team work on the car, he would one day drive was well underway. Richard Noble and his engineers had equipped four Rolls-Royce spy jet engines, two of which were factory fresh experiment models called MK2205S. Those were the engines used in the airplane. And that's quite funny because I'm just about to say the supersonic F4K Phantom fighter jet thrust SSC. The SSC stood for supersonic car, was essentially designed around those two massive engines with the aerodynamic something settling on a design that looked a lot like a wingless fighter jet. Combined, the engineers produced 182.3 kilonewtons of thrust, 44,000 IBF, rising to 2,200 to 222.4 KN 50,000 IBF for the 205s. This was easily enough power to break the sound barrier. The big problem was going to be controlling it after testing and abandoning many other designs. The team settled on an unusual rear wheel steering setup where the front two wheels would be fixed just outboard of the jet intakes, while the rear two pivoting wheels would be arranged in a sort of staggered tandem, one in front and slightly to one side of the other on the car's center line. Next up, fashion nugget, green light. Oh yeah, when you got bad eyesight, it's hard to tell whether it's green light or not. So yeah, you might go through the red light. So yeah, enjoy.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still thriving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Joining me today, everybody, on Car Crazy with Brennan Criswell. If you enjoyed the show, join me next week, 104.4 FM at 2 o'clock. If you enjoyed listening, listen online at the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Catch everyone again next week.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.